It is time for us to talk a little baseball with Derek Jeter tying Lou Gehrig's New York Yankees all-time hits mark last night. We thought we would have a seance and raise a voice that we've talked to in the past, the ghost of Babe Ruth. So let's dim the lights and crank up the Ouija board, and let's try to see if we can raise the Bambino, Babe Ruth.
I have a feeling this may take a while.
Wait, you got to concentrate, George. You're not concentrating. Okay. You're thinking about
laughing.
Tony Romo.
I'll quit laughing and I'll concentrate.
Babe Ruth, come in. Babe Ruth, come in. The Bambino.
Told you it's going to take a while.
Come in, Babe Ruth. Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
You see?
Yeah.
Is somebody calling me, you see?
Yeah, hello. Is this Babe?
Do you have me, you see?
Yeah, Babe, this is the Dunham & Miller Show.
From the depths of hell.
Depths of hell?
It's us, Babe. It's the Musers on the ticket.
I kind of figured you guys would be contacting me today, you see?
Yeah, with the big news about Derek Jeter tying Lou Gehrig's all-time Yankee hits mark.
I'm sticking up for my buddy, you see? Lou Gehrig's my buddy. Derek Jeter's not my buddy, you see?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Derek Jeter, his records have an asterisk by it, I tell you, an asterisk.
Why?
He's not full white.
Oh my gosh, babe. You can't say things like that.
He ain't black, he ain't white, he's black.
Well, this is 2009. We can't talk like that.
Yeah, what is that, I tell you? What is that? I can't understand what he is.
Well,
he's a great baseball player.
Yeah, he's a curse on the Yankees. A curse, I tell you.
Why is that?
They moved out of the house I built.
Yeah, they did move out of the house.
Originally, it was a 3-2 with built-ins, and they expanded it, you see? Down there for baseball.
Yeah, the old Yankee Stadium was a great play. Sure was.
At least Jeter, at least it's a hard-nosed old-school player, I tell you. I like him. I like him a lot better than that other guy.
What other guy?
That female-loving A-Rod.
Oh, A-Rod?
Yeah. That
guy
ain't full-blooded anything either.
Why are you stuck on that?
I don't know, you see. I just think of Lou Gehrig, I tell you.
Right, Lou Gehrig.
I spoke to him in hell just a few moments ago.
Well, he's not in hell.
He's very upset. He managed to rise from the grave and hit a few more singles and then kick Robert.
Who?
Robinson Cano in the nuts.
Why would Lou Gehrig want to do that to Robinson Cano?
He's going
to
rise from the dead, get a few more singles, and then kick Robinson Cano right in the nads. All right. There's the ghost of Babe Ruth, see? 8:46 here on Sports Radio 13.